Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Apparently now, if you don't put out a video on social media for your schedule release, I guess it's like if you wish your mom happy birthday, or you wish your wife happy birthday. Like, my wife's birthday was Monday, right?
Happy birthday.
Yeah. But I didn't put anything on social media, so I guess I didn't wish her a proper happy birthday.
It's true.
So now we gotten to the point to where all these teams at, like, 8 o'clock last night were dropping awful videos all across the NFL.
It is, so the Chargers did a whole thing with The Sims, that whole, like, computer animated game. I don't know if you ever played The Sims.
And they were jabbing at the Chiefs and other people and stuff like that. So they had one that was, somebody in the Twitch chat mentioned the Cowboys, I guess, had one for the ages or whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
And the Titans always go to, like, Nashville, like that one main street in Nashville where all the bachelorette parties are, and they ask people on the street, like mostly women on the street, girls on the street, about the teams and the logos. And that's pretty funny. Okay. But the Patriots one, they took a different approach. And you didn't see it last night. I'm amazed you didn't see it.
I had this one, folks, until Fourier alerted me this morning, I hadn't seen it. I knew there were a bunch out there. I hadn't even seen any of them.
So
I didn't even know the Patriots did one.
I'm assuming before we announce the schedule, right, and go through that real quick. Turb, I'm assuming you could play this for the Twitchers. I'm assuming you can. Nick, the audio, how much of this audio can we actually play?
I mean, we can play the whole thing.
No, I don't want to play the whole thing.
It's like 4 minutes long.
Let's just do the part where, because I think, because Gresh watched it this morning.
No,
and
I
can
made,
only get
on.
Through a minute and 20 seconds.
That's right. I made it a minute 24 seconds through this, and then I was like, okay, I can't.
Okay, so you go to Twitch right now, follow WEEI. You can watch it. Terp has it. But here's what it sounded like. Just give me till the Gerard Mayo part.
On the campus of one of the NFL's most storied teams.
All right, here we go. Listen up. Hey, this theorem on the board right here will help us predict our schedule. We've been working on it the last 2 years. Hopefully, one of you guys in here can prove it right.
The most gifted mind to ever enter the stadium.
This is correct. Who did this?
Is the person who cleans its floors.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I don't think we need any more. So, it's a knockoff of Good Will Hunting, okay? Julian Edelman plays the role of
whatever they want him to be.
We need a mind like yours working for our team.
Nobody works without a retainer, Bob.
Yeah, so Ernie Adams was basically the Robin Williams character. Ben Affleck's character was played by Gronk. Will Hunting was played by Julian Edelman. He is the savant in this regard. What you just heard was Kraft. He made a cameo. Gerard Mayo made a cameo. And so Julian Edelman is so smart that he breaks the code and announces the schedule for the team. highly produced show. And there you go. And there's Gerard Mayo. What do you think of Gerard Mayo's acting chops?
Nah, he's great.
What do you think of the whole video altogether?
Yeah, it was fun.
It's
just easier to say it's good. So Turbo Dangerfield and others are like, they're entertaining.
Oh, it was awesome. Everything about Boston is awesome.
Everything's great.
Well, everything's great.
Really, well, Nick, Mayo's great, it, right?
They're great.
I saw it on Instagram with no sound. I'm like, I'm not watching.
Mayo's great.
Really?
They're great.
It's corny. It's cheesy.
Video's great. It's all great.
You're going to win five games. Be fun while you win five games. Give me a little entertainment.
Like last there you
go. Last year's was so much better with the DeLorean to promote that you're wearing throwbacks.
Forgot about that one.
Way better than this.
They actually brought a real DeLorean into Kraft Studios.
Remember Goodwill Hunting? That's from Boston.
Remember
the town? That's from Boston.
I will say, Gresh, they kind of stole our bit. Like, I was trying to get us to do one of these little things, and I probably won't do it now. But Nick liked it. Nick thought it was great. Having fun. This is what the young kids want. See, this is what the young kids want.
Well, and the fact that every team did one. Like, that's the... how about I finish and you'll hear? I should have yelled it at you. That would have been better. No, but...
Tell them to shut the F up.
Yeah, that's right. It's just the way that... It's another way that the NFL is milking more out of something that really is no big deal. Think about it.
Good, Jules.
The NFL is such a freaking phenomenon that just releasing a schedule turned into a national day. So, yeah, this is a part of it. They're trying, I don't know, how many Patriot fans really saw this thing? Like, I know $10 Shake put in the Twitch chat. It came up on a Snapface feed or whatever, which is the reason why he knew that it was out there. I think there are a lot of people like me who wake up today and didn't even realize that was out there.
It has 3 million views on Twitter right now.
Pretty amazing. No, it's a good... Listen, the Patriots have how many followers do the Patriots have on Twitter? They got to be 2.
4.6.
Oh, wow. So not even all the people who follow them on Twitter have seen the thing, for crying out loud.
I mean,
that's not a knock. It's just the way this stuff is consumed. If it were just the Patriots doing it, then you might be like, oh, hold your nose. Everybody's doing it. Fine. Whatever. Make the owners happy. They're able to collect their data to where guys like Tony Khan can put it in their little stats machine or whatever and figure out how many extra impressions people got because they did these videos and threw some people in them. Of course, Edelman will be in it. He's not going to turn anything down right now.
The majority of people probably love it. I would say 85% of the people probably love it. They love that they get to see the second Dynasty Boys appearing in another skit for the Patriots. They love it. Most guys who are like, because to me it seemed, I don't know, it did seem real cheesy.
But what do I care?
I think a lot of them are. I don't care. Like, so what?
They're all going to be cheesy.
It doesn't mean that you're going to be good. It doesn't mean you're going to be bad. Like, you can take the Titans approach, which I think is like the best approach. You can take the Chargers approach. I don't know about some of the other teams. I didn't watch every single team's like little release party, but it does seem like
the Chiefs did one with a hydraulic press that was unimpressive.
Okay, you see any other
ones? Crushed like everybody, like stuff related to the team.
If we were to rank the best scheduled release, announcements, I feel like this is like a birth announcement. I hate that type of stuff.
It's along the road of, yeah, that actually would be a funny bit to steal, is to have the birth of the schedule like a birth announcement. That actually would be
always happy.
Yeah, have it go wrong.
That one,
horribly wrong.
You could do something like that and play off of it. Yeah, it's just the, like, Mayo's piece of it. Yeah, what was he in it? 10, 15 seconds at most or something
like
that?
I'm amazed that they got the head coach of the team to partake in this. The head coach.
What, with this guy? Are you kidding me?
The head coach of the team agreed
to do
this
parody. It's fun and different and new, so everyone in the Twitch chat loves it too. Really, that's what it should be. It's different, fun, and new. So this is how we will get to 2 wins, that is.
Now, I know everybody thinks we're a bunch of grumps. I'm fine with it. I just felt like this is the way it is. It's fine. If I was to rank all of them, I thought theirs was the worst.
Is saying it's corny is in a way crapping on all of them because they all were corny in their own way.
We gotta find the Titans. Theirs is funny.
The Titans wasn't as good as last year though.
Well, I mean, last year
the sequel's never better.
Well, true, but this is their thing now. Now, this is their thing. You're not going to get the best responses every year, but that is the most original version of the release.
Dubs985 in the Twitch chat. Gronk was so unhappy here, but yet he can't stop doing Patriots-related stuff. It is kind of a fair point.
No, everybody loves it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The excitement that exists in there with Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, it just, I can't get over that, how like this is just the way it is, and it's just everything is so different.
They should have dropped a house on Belichick.
They should have. Oh my God, that would have been great. They should have done a Wizard of Oz parody is what they should have done. And all the munchkins come out, and here they come.
Yeah, but Wizard of Oz, it wasn't made in Boston.
Yeah. Oh, no. Nobody knows what
it
means.
The Chiefs should have done it.
Hell, with the way they've been burying Belichick, I'm surprised this didn't start with a Bill Belichick in memoriam or something like that. You know? Like,
seriously.
The way they've been burying the guy.
Oh, I like the house. I do like the Wizard of Oz idea. That really would have been more relevant.
Like, there's a house and his legs are sticking out, and you see the flag sticking, the red flag sticking out of the sock under the house.
Yeah, and you know it's him, right? And
throwing it at the mailman.
Yeah. And then here comes Gerard Mayo. Here comes, you know, Kraft and Jonathan.
No. It feels...
No.
Could you imagine if Bill Belichick or Lombardi gave it all up just to get drunk with their buddies?
Yeah, there's no way those people would do anything with Bill. Come on. That would have
been funny.
They've turned to Paige Christian. They've moved on. They're not going to do anything team-related with him anymore.
If we're going to do it, like, go all in. Go fully. Go for it. Go embarrass people. Take shots. Make people feel uncomfortable. The house falls on
have
Bill.
Have Mayo come down like Glinda in the bubble.
Yeah. He's the good witch, you know? And then here comes, that's the way it should go.
I'll tell you what, the 774 via text into 37937 with an interesting point. And his tweet was, this is worse than Red Sox truck day. So what's worse? Truck day or schedule day in the NFL now that we have all these corny social media videos to go along with it all.
And it goes on and on. Whatever.
Truck day is, there are like three people there.
It's so stupid. It's so dumb. But it's like an old tradition that nobody cares about.
But it's the whole social media part of it now, because now it's the whole, come stand outside Fenway Park and romanticize as a truck gets loaded with bats for truck day, signaling the start of the season. You know how it is. They got a Mr. Big Voice in there and all that kind of
Nick
stuff.
Nick liked it. Good for you, Nick. Nick enjoyed it.
Yeah, you also like fig pizza.
I've never had fig pizza.
I guess I've
talking about him.
Fig pizza was pretty good, by the way.
Yeah,
it was
right.
Excellent. It's not like pickles on pizza. It's figs.
Truck day is you sad.
Sorry.
Truck day is sad. Schedule day is cheesy.
I think if you gave us more time, we could put together a Wizard of Oz video better than the Boston movie one.
Oh, probably so.
That would be funny. Make fun of yourself, like, in a real way.
Right, it's a huge difference between funny and corny. This was corny.
Yes, like, to me, like, that was like, okay.
They can both be entertaining, but I strive for funny over corniness.
This was SNL 94, not SNL 84.
This is SNL 2024.
Okay, there we go. Fair enough then, Billy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.